Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stephen and Joanne here. Welcome to our second cup. Because we finished our first cup of coffee, we need a follow-up.
We need the whole show to get through the first one. But it's after the show, our podcast. Welcome. We do like our coffee.
You know what happens when you had too much coffee?
I tend to go to the bathroom.
You gotta go pee-pee.
Fortunately, there is something designed to, well, help us with this.
Well, yeah, for babies, smart diapers.
Oh, I thought it was
it's
for me, too.
It's a thing, and I'm not even kidding. Pampers is working by, it's called the Lumi by Pampers line, okay? It will also measure how your kid sleeps, but there's an added little bonus to it.
What's that?
It will tell you when your baby has wet their diaper.
Wet diaper alert. Timmy has a wet diaper.
That makes sense.
You will get a notification. On your phone.
By Alexa, we'll just call you. Just like,
say. Imagine if you're in a meeting and you get that.
Now, what happens if you ignore the text or something
That's
like that?
That's a good question.
Wet diaper alert. This is a level 5 emergency.
Oh! Diaper rash is starting.
The nation has gone to code red.
You really need to be told if your kid has wet their diaper.
Apparently.
I know why. Because we're so busy doing other things when we should be monitoring our kids' diapers. So they'll tell you this.
Sorry to bother your binge watching of The Office, but Sally has a wet diaper.
Be a parent. But maybe The Office isn't for you, right?
Right. What is?
Well, I know what you spend most of your day doing, right? So
pause Netflix. Your kid has a wet diaper.
Yep.
I can't get over this. I've raised two little kids, right? Uh-huh. I mean, they're big now, but you really, as a parent, it just floors me. You got to be told that your kid's diaper is wet.
Well, I see this thing going so wrong. Let's say you're in a really big, important business meeting. You know, you're up there in the front of the room doing your presentation like that, and your phone's sitting on the table next to it. And then this happens.
Wet diaper alert. Timmy has a wet diaper.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that one's benign. That would be okay, right?
Then this one.
But then what happens when this comes?
If you don't hurry up and change this diaper, I'll start sending pics.
Yeah, this could get awkward. To your entire contact list. This could get really bad.
But actually, the technology they've been working on, which already is amazing. Like, this is crazy that they'll be able to tell when you have a wet diaper.
And text you.
But they're working on evolving the technology.
Yeah.
And smells like someone ate strained asparagus.
Smell-o-vision. What?
Hey, when they come up with smart depends, I'm in.
That's it.
That would be the worst.
Wouldn't that be, you get your own text?
Yeah, because you know how kids run their parents' phones, right? Or like if you're older and you're in depends, you probably have your older child looking after you.
Exactly.
And like they get.
So now the older kid gets the text.
Yeah, so all of a sudden,
oh, jeez.
Mom's got a poopy diaper. Now,
I would find it worse, though, if I'm sitting there and I read the text and it says, you have wet your pants.
Or you get a notification. That's one too many cups of coffee.
Whoops.
Exactly. Dial it back. Oh, too funny.
You know, the whole texting thing is getting a little. I had this problem the other day. I was looking for fencing.
Okay.
For the Scarlet Smile Playground project we're doing. We're starting construction. I need to get some construction fence around it. So I'm calling around for a donation. You know, first of all, you're asking people to give you something free.
Right, right.
So I'm calling different
construction companies. You're good at that lately.
Well, yeah, we got really good at it. We've raised $1 million doing this. So I was calling around to construction companies to see if anybody's got some temporary construction fencing, like chain link, that they can loan us,
right,
essentially. And I'm texting with these different people. And so I text this one guy, and we're in a conversation. During that conversation, my wife and I are also in a texting conversation back and forth. Well, my wife and I have this habit of using Bitmojis. We have our own little likeness of ourselves, you know.
Yes, of course.
So I responded to something she said with the big heart googly eyes. You know.
Wait, can you back up and tell me what she wrote to you to have you respond that way, Stephen? That's what I really want to know. But okay, never mind.
I don't remember exactly what that was. But anyway, I answered her with the heart googly eyes.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a response from her for a while. I keep kind of looking back, and I'm saying, oh, I don't get a response. I guess she's busy. So about an hour later, I decided to check back on the stream.
Right.
And I look at the stream, and it's not on there. And I said, oh, I could have sworn I sent it on there. And then I closed that down, and the whole stream came up, and there it was, the stream before. It
Uh-oh.
Was the construction guy at this fencing company. I sent him the heart googly eyes. What was more disturbing is it said red underneath it.
Yes.
So he had read the heart googly eyes and had not responded.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there. Now, what does he think I'm up to here? Because I've been asking for this. And he says, I'll see if I can help you out or something like that. And I send him heart googly eyes.
All right, I've got a story that can probably beat that one, Stephen, actually. So I text Eric the other day, and I say, hey, honey, both the kids are at work. Want to come home for a quick lunch? Winky face.
A winky face.
Okay.
Is that how you always have lunch with winky
face? Yeah, well, yeah. I was just going to make him a really good ham and cheese sandwich or ham and turkey or whatever, right? Winky face. So I sent it. He doesn't answer either for a while.
Right.
And then I look and I realize I had sent it to my son's best friend's mom.
You sent her winky face?
Yeah. About come on home for a quick lunch, right? I immediately followed up and I'm like, oh, Diane over here, that was for Eric, blah, blah, blah. And she wrote back with the laughy faces too.
She says, I don't judge.
Oh, you know what though? It happens. Oh my gosh. You see all these texts for people who will share texts they've sent to their boss.
I know.
Like complaining about the boss.
Remember, we talked to somebody that got a text from their boss call that they got.
Yeah.
That was a butt dial. That was something a little different.
Well, we also heard from somebody who texted who she thought was her husband, dropping the F-bomb, complaining about how bored she was at work and didn't want to be there and hated it, and it went to her boss.
Well, the cool thing is the boss apparently answers, says, you know, I get a little bored at work sometimes, too. And there are times I don't like it either.
Can you believe it? How cool was he?
I know, and she didn't get fired over it. So that was
okay, you brought up something interesting, though,
okay,
that I marvel when I read people's, or when I look at people's texts, I send someone a text.
Oh, you read over the shoulder, do you?
No. That's a whole different topic. But where you will, if I send someone a text,
right,
and then it will come up red. You said that you saw that the construction worker.
Yeah, it says word red next to it. Yeah.
I'm convinced that those people have no idea that says that when their texts are red. Because why would you want someone to know if they've read your text?
All right, so I'm on my iPhone settings right now. And
right.
There's actually a setting called Send Red Receipts.
Right.
And what that means is that when you read a text from somebody else, it will tell them you read it.
I've got mine checked off because
I don't want them, because if you don't answer them right away, they get mad.
Right.
So I like them to think that maybe I haven't seen their text yet.
Well, that's what I think. I could be in the middle of doing something,
right,
look down at my phone, open it. It will then register as read.
Right.
But then you're right. So I've never understood that, and I am convinced that most of the people who have that on their phone don't
know. I think
know
that's
it.
Only if you have the same type of phone,
like
if your iPhone,
Apple to Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because I have Android, and I never get that, but I've never set that on my phone as like, you know, to shut it off. So I don't even know if it's a thing.
No,
on my
I think
phone
you have to kind of quote unquote opt into it.
I'll check with you, Jay. Oh, wait a second. I'm just looking at my blocked people. Jason's at the top.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh. That's why you couldn't send something
That's
to
why
him
I can't.
Before.
Yeah. Believe
why am
me,
I blocking you, Jason?
Oh. My life's not hurting.
Jason, don't share our thread together about Stephen. Hey, listen, do you hear about this Macy's thing?
Okay. This is insane. As a fat person, which I can say because I'm fat.
Okay.
This, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't really get offended by things like this, but I get where people are coming from.
All right, so here's what happened. Let me back up
and
tell
you how crazy this is.
Macy's had some dinner plates, okay? And you look at it. I mean, I chuckled when I first saw it. It's like a.
Well,
it's like
you're
a white,
not a fat person.
It's a well.
In fact,
all right,
you're
hold on.
The opposite of a fat person.
It's like a white plate, and then it has three circles around it, okay. And the inside circle with like the smallest portion. So mm-hmm. The smallest circle uh-huh. says skinny jeans. Then the next circle out says favorite jeans. Uh-huh. And then the last circle says mom jeans.
So wait, they have those circles and you just keep the food in there, right?
Within that circle.
Well, right, I mean, that's the portion the point control. It. I mean, it's not really. They're not selling it, I mm-hmm. don't think, is a true way to, like, help with weight. I think it was just they
joke.
Were trying to be funny,
so
okay?
They ought to come up with the middle circle says Joanne. The second circle says Stephen or Jason, and the biggest circle says Stephen and Jason.
Okay, well, or maybe this. They're going after women here with weight, which can be very sensitive to people. So is there a matching plate that says skinny jeans, because men wear those too, boys or whatever, uh-huh. you know, something, and then dad bod. You know what I mean?
Is
fair
there?
But or turnaround's fair play, right?
I think I'm
as they
offended
say.
By that.
Anyway, there you go. But here's what happened, okay? Because I do think that we've lost our sense of humor in our culture. No okay. one like laughs well, at anything true. Anymore, and if that's someone's true. Offended, so there's a writer in a podcast, Allie Ward, and she saw this a couple weekends ago, and she showed a photo of it that she took, and she put it on Twitter or Instagram, and she said, "How can I get these plates from Macy's tagged Macy's banned in all 50 states?" Okay. Mm-hmm. Then other Twitter's users piled on criticism. They were complaining about it too. And by the way, it's made by a company called Portions, Portions. So maybe they are trying to help you with portions.
Well, yeah, it seems that way.
Anyway, after this one woman came out and there was some other backlash, the Macy's pulled them. And they wrote, "We appreciate you sharing this with us and agree that we missed the mark on this product." There were some Twitter users who criticized her, however, saying, "Come on, if you don't like them, don't buy them. The world doesn't revolve around you. Sit down."
Well, see, I love that ad because I understand that people can say, "Oh, I don't like that." But back in the old days, you know what you did? You just didn't buy it.
Right.
And everybody went away. But nowadays, there's Twitter. Everybody has a voice. Some people have a much louder voice than others. There's no democracy in Twitter. That's
no,
what they
there's
say
not.
Is, Twitter democratized the world. No, it didn't. What right. it is people with the big Twitter voices with a million followers have a much louder voice than people who have 20 followers.
Right. Now, I will say, okay, as a mother of a teenage daughter, to get serious for a minute, I would never buy that plate and bring that home.
Well, good. Right.
Like,
that's
even as
choice.
A joke, I wouldn't yeah. do that yeah. because I would not want my, be like, "Here, honey, if you want to fit in skinny jeans, this is what." No, I would not do that. But I didn't look at it like I was really going to buy the plates to eat my food off of. I glanced at it and thought, "Oh my gosh, that's kind of funny." And that was the end of it. But, you know, I mean, someone, as you said, people have opinions about everything.
So are they going to pull them or
they
make
them?
They're
no,
going to
they
make it
them.
Like a clearance special because, you know, I love them Macy deals. Plus, you get extra like 15% off if you use your Macy's card.
You
get it for next to nothing.
Hey, speaking of people's voices, by the way,
yes.
You know, Yelp is kind of getting a little frustrated with people who post, you know, ridiculously bad reviews.
Right.
One bad review can ruin a business.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there are actual cases now. I know we've heard about this through the years, but I don't know if Yelp's stepping up the game a little bit. Some of the people on it,
right.
they're suing people for, and I think it's either for unfounded reviews or I'm not exactly
now, is Yelp,
sure.
Yelp is suing its own reviewers over these
or is it the restaurants and the businesses okay. that are doing it?
Well, because I can say my wife owns a salon
yeah.
in Commerce and she has gotten these horribly bad reviews, and it breaks her heart when she sees this because she works so hard to create an environment that avoids that. So she's gone back to try to contact these people who've given her bad reviews. Well, in virtually every single case, they've never been in her shop.
Wow.
Really?
They're not even customers. What they are is they are working for the competition, maybe, or
right.
friends of somebody else,
oh.
of a former employee.
Sabotage.
Sabotaging. And there's no recourse. It used to be Yelp was a valuable tool back in the day when this first started getting going. You said, "Hey, this place I can go to get a good review." And generally, they were positive reviews.
Right.
And here's the thing, like, because I do reviews a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really use the Yelp app so much. I usually do all my reviews on Google.
Right.
But now I'm at a point where I've done so many and there's so many views that you get a status
right.
as a
yeah.
reviewer. So now whenever I post a review on anything, it gets pushed to the top because I'm a preferred reviewer.
Oh, so you're more
right?
equal than others.
So the fact, like, if people are at that level,
right.
right, and they use that to discredit or, you know, hurt a business that maybe they were slighted or whatever happened,
whatever.
Yeah. That is, it's so much worse now because you have that status and people are like, oh, well, this person is a preferred reviewer. It must be right.
You know what I wish people would do? If you have a bad experience at a restaurant and it's one time, or a bad experience at a salon or anything, what, the days are gone now where you would take it up with the restaurant owner, explain what happened, allow them to make it good, allow them to apologize maybe for what happened before maligning them. I just don't, I really don't think it's fair. And by the way, it is the restaurants or the doctors or the people who are doing, who are doing the suing. And I know, look, First Amendment, I'm all about it. And you have every right to say it. But I just think that people don't think anymore. They literally just leave and go to the loudest platform they have when there may be. I mean, I've seen restaurants or people reply to a review saying, I am so sorry this experience. If you would have come to us, I would have done this for you or changed this. I've talked to the server, you know, whatever it is. And I don't think we give people that chance anymore, you know. So anyway, all right.
It's Stephen and Joanne's second cup.
I need a
on the radio.com app.
I think so too. You know what's coming up that's going to be so, so cool? Concours d'Elegance.
Oh, did you say that correctly?
I think so.
Concours d'Elegance.
It's that big damn car show.
You know who knows a whole lot about that? Is the man with like the largest private collection of cars
in the country,
right?
Like in the world.
It's like the coolest.
Awesome.
It's mind-blowing.
I think he's got his route. You know, Jay Leno has a massively huge private collection. They talk to each other about their collections. That's how big this thing is.
Gosh, that is so cool.
It is.
And guess what? We're lucky enough to have Ken Lingenfelter on the phone with us to talk about it. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Joanne. How are you doing?
We're doing great. You're getting ready for a big weekend.
Oh, it sure is. Amazing weekend. Concours d'Elegance of America.
Now, you put the S on the end of concourse. I'm so confused. Concours d'Elegance?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You're not the only one confused.
Hey, nothing confusing about the selection of automobiles. I mean, for a guy like you who has one of the largest private collections in the country, this has got to be just like a kid in a candy shop.
Yeah, well, thank you. But I can never get enough of this stuff, Stephen. You know, it's a great show. There'll be upwards of 300 cars out there, and it should be a real good event this year.
I bet. So give us an idea of what we can see.
Well, I'll tell you what. It starts with some events going on Friday. You know, there's an art exhibit from 1 to 4. We've got the Motor City Mingle, which is kind of a dinner to benefit Project Beautiful. Out in the parking lot, Kip Stewart sponsoring what we call Battle of the Brands. So there'll just be a massive number of cars, and you'll get a chance to park your cars with all the Porsches or all the all the Land Rovers or all the Corvettes or anything else that are out there. So that'll be fun. Saturday, there's a Cars and Coffee that starts at 7, and it goes until 11 a.m. And there'll be some ride-in drive experiences by Lexus and Alfa Romeo. A great afternoon with seminars and luncheons, and then on Sunday's the big show. You know, we get going with the 41st Annual Concours d'Elegance of America. It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So far, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, we're crossing our fingers. I'll tell you, we had enough rain, so due some sunshine.
Hey, what's the absolute must-see automobile this year at the Concours d'Elegance?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we're hoping there's going to be a C8 Corvette out there. I can't promise anything, but, you know, that would be wonderful. I'm going to bring my LaFerrari out. So that'll be fun to see.
Nice.
There are very few of those even on Earth.
Well, they built 500 of them total, but there's, you know, not so many in this country and a lot more in Europe. So.
Wow, that's great. You know, I think people think when they think of automotive events, they think the auto show, right? But this is, explain to people really the difference between these two events.
You know, there'll be a whole bunch of great cars. There'll be circles of muscle cars and Ferraris and older cars such as Duesenbergs and some of the real old cars from back in the 30s and the 40s. And there'll be some concept cars. And it's just an amazing show all the way around. For a car enthusiast of any kind, you can't help but walk away from that show saying you had a great time.
All right. And it's all taking place at St. John, right?
Exactly. And, you know, you can get information by going to concourseofamerica.com. .org.
We'll put a link on our website, WOMC. Sounds good. Hey, Ken, thank you so much.
Hey, Ken, thanks. And could you swing by in that Ferrari and pick me up?
La Ferrari, Steven.
Boy, that'd be great, Steven. Yeah, good. You had to ride the Bugatti, as I remember.
I did. I had to ride the Bugatti. I just want to drive the Ferrari. How's that? Is it good? Can I do that?
It's a lot of fun, let me tell you. It sure is.
Notice how you can't.
Notice how you didn't say yes?
Yes, no, he didn't.
He didn't say no, though, either.
It's true.
I'll say it for you, Ken. No, no. Steven.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Ken.
We'd love to see you out there. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, Ken.
Thank you. Bye.
So Ken was talking about that ride in his Bugatti. This is a couple years ago, and he's got a Bugatti Veyron, which I think is like a $1.2 million
car. It's one of the dopest vehicles on the face of this planet.
It's incredible.
It's got a thing called the Go Switch.
Yeah.
Okay. If you think a car like that needs a Go Switch, no. It's got a little key. It sits on the floor next to the driver. You put the key in and turn it on, and the car will go like 240 miles an hour.
Holy cow.
If you turn it off, it's got a governor on it that'll only let it go like 120.
Oh, yeah.
Only.
Exactly.
So when he gives it to his kids, he doesn't give them the go key.
But if you see the 120 mile an hour car going on 696, you know what it is.
And one other thing cool about this car,
He
says one day when he first got it, he was driving it, went home, parked the car, went inside, and his phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, this is a Bugatti tech calling from Italy or Germany or wherever. And he goes, yeah. Says, we noticed there's a little slight moisture in the transmission. We've got a team. We've dispatched them. They'll be there in a day and a half. They're going to take the car to California and rebuild the engine for you.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's going, what?
That's what you get when you pay over $1 million.
Yeah, when you're Ken Lagenfelder, that's how it is.
I had this vision of guys like parachuting in. You park the car, all of a sudden this whole parachute squad jumps in with tools.
Like all of a sudden a NASCAR pit crew pops out from his garage.
It's amazing.
Here's what's so neat about Ken, though, right? Yeah. He's got the money, he's got the car, he's got all that. He is so charitable and gives so much. He opens up his collection to charities, to different organizations, and that's the deal, is that he will allow the public to come in and see it. But usually it's, you know, in conjunction with a fundraiser.
With some fundraiser,
yeah.
So it is a phenomenal collection of cars.
You know, not only do we get to talk to awesome car dealers here on Stephen and Joanne's Second Cup, but we get to talk to legends.
Oh, right?
Huge legends.
Like
I'm talking
Burton.
Like,
yes.
He's declined our offer.
Oh, has he? Don't you know somebody there, Joanne?
I Dick Burton in pull some strings for next time.
No, this is
the Beach Boys, man.
Yeah,
no, what's perfect with two cups of coffee is a little like Danish, like a little dessert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Mike Love and his brand new album, The 12 Sides of Summer, which is cool. I listened to the whole album, top to bottom. 12 cuts, four of them are brand new. Four or five of them are kind of remakes of Beach Boys hits, and then there are a couple covers. And the whole thing put together is really a cool album.
Yeah, I love it. And we are lucky also to have him on the phone with us this morning.
So Mike Love joins us here on The Second Cup.
Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad I got through. I'm calling from Leipzig, Germany.
Wow. Well, guten Tag.
Guten Morgen.
Morgen. Right. Oh, still morning there. Okay. Very good.
How's the tour going?
Tour is great. We've been about 5 weeks overseas, which has been nice. We started in Spain, a place I'd never been, Bilbao, a place in Spain I've never been, that is. And we winded up in Germany, so we have several German dates. And then we come back to the USSA.
Hey, after 50 years of doing this, Mike, are you getting a little tired of touring?
Oh, no. Actually, I really like coming to different places, you know. It's part of the neat thing about the Beach Boys music is it's reached all around the world. I mean, you know, British radio was in Hong Kong until recently, and and so we've had fan letters from Russia and China. We played in Prague 50 years after we played it the first time in 1969 when they were occupied by the Soviet troops. So a lot of good changes in the last 50 years.
I bet. And a big change right now. We're so excited to have you releasing a new album, 12 Sides of Summer. Tell us about this.
12 Sides of Summer is a fun album, let me tell you. We did Rockaway Beach, originally done by the Ramones, but we covered the Ramones song, Rockaway Beach, but they covered Surf and Safari back in the day.
Oh, I remember,
so we figure it's fair, you know? And we love doing that song. It has so much energy. It's right into our show, and all the guys in the group just love doing it. So, and then there's a song called California Beach, which is basically, it should have been the follow-up to something like Surfing USA
in
the 60s. But I'm a procrastinator, what can I tell you? So but it's basically an invitation to come and check out California on the beach side.
Yeah, Mike, I listened to the album top to bottom, and I love it. You've got all those great layered Beach Boy harmonies in there. But the production's just kind of reminiscent of something just a little newer. It's got some like funky rhythms and things like that going on.
Well, that's right. Like Here Comes the Sun, which is a George Harrison classic. I mean, I love doing that song. Our musical director, Scott Totten, produced it. And let's put it this way. Is he into George Harrison? Just a little bit. He named his son Harrison. Did a beautiful arrangement of Here Comes the Sun with the harmonies. And it's got a little, you know, more of a, I don't know if it's bossa nova or some kind of beat like that. It's just really cool.
Yeah, it is. It is cool. And also, speaking of bossa nova, you do A Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
You do that song that's a bossa nova.
Oh, I actually listened to the Portuguese, the version in Portuguese, maybe 100 times before singing the thing. And I sang it in Portuguese, the last verse of it. And the producer and the you know, Paul Farzo is a friend of mine and produced that cut. And the engineer, he said, "How did you do that?" I said, "Well, I listened to it 100 times."
You have no idea what it says.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, the translation of the Portuguese, which is the language they speak in Brazil, of course, is so much sexier and more poetic and romantic. So I really love doing that song. It's a classic song. There's no doubt about it.
Well, we're so excited to hear your take on you know, that song and this whole new album.
Hey, Micah, does it ever get, you talk about going around the world playing your Beach Boys songs, and then you try to play some new things. Your album has, like, what, four new cuts on it. Do you ever get tired of the fact people just want to hear the old stuff, and the new stuff is kind of like, you know, ho-hum?
Not at all. I mean, being a co-writer of most of the hit songs, along with my cousin Brian, I mean, you know, when we do Good Vibrations, what's not to like? California Girl. California Girls, Surfing USA, I Get Around, Fun, 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 Help Me, Rhonda. All those are great songs. I love them, and they're like kids. They're like our kids, you know?
Yeah.
And so people ask me, what's your favorite? And I said, well, which one do we throw out of the boat? I love them all. And, you know, I'm bummed because we only have a couple hours to do our songs. We could do three or four, and then everybody, of course, maybe the audience would fall asleep, but we would be having a great time.
No way. It's great music. Just puts you in the summertime mood all the time, you know?
Hey, Mike, you talked about Rockaway Beach, and so what we're going to do here, this is the Motown debut of Rockaway Beach, a Ramones cover, now on 12 Sides of Summer. So give me a little intro for this as we play it.
You know, this is a Ramones classic, and when I endeavored to record it, it energized me so much. It's almost like it's one of the Beach Boys songs or something. It just belongs, you know, at home. Anyway, I love it. It's obviously an East Coast New York beach, but hey, it resonates with this guy here, Mike Love of the Beach Boys. Here's Rockaway Beach.
Great.
Awesome. Good. And then we'll play that.
We'll play the song. Mike? So, Chris, we're doing this on Monday. We're playing the whole thing here. So, and by the way, I got to stand on stage with you a few years ago over at DTE Pine Knob and sing Help Me, Rhonda.
Sweet.
Awesome.
So I treasure great. That picture. I need you. I send it to you so you can autograph it for me sometime.
No, I can do that. You know what? The closest we're going to get to Detroit, though, well, we're going to get close, but we're going to Grand Rapids.
Not
you know,
too
in
far.
Another
all right.
Couple of weeks.
Well, I'll drive to see you.
Yeah,
drive on up. We're doing the what do you call it? What's that place? It's an arboretum, the Meyer.
Oh,
Meyer.
Yes. And yeah.
Meyer Gardens.
Really a fun little place. They won't let us do two shows. We sell out one all the time. They won't let us do two shows. But if you want to come on up to Grand Rapids, let us know.
Enjoy. Awesome.
Hey, in the meantime, auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. And Dankeschön for letting the world know about, 12 Sides of Summer.
All right.
I love the album. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Mike. Safe travels.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
I got some real good vibes from that.
I sand in places I didn't think it was possible after talking to Mike Love.
And you know what? Speaking of that, let's head outside. We got some good weather to enjoy today, you guys. But hey, thanks for listening to Second Cup today.
I think I'm going to go get a third cup.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Each and every Wednesday right here on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.